Please begin reading at the top of page 41 in your book.
In any event, it is now too dangerous for me to ride Bucephalus, even out in the desert. Enemies know my favorite oasis, where we always rest before returning to the city. My heart is uneasy, knowing that I am being watched. Thus, Olympus has started making plans, but what they are, he will not say, not until everything is in place. 22 Januarius. Last night, before the moon rose, Neva and I made our way down the palace steps that lead to the water's edge. Puzo waited with a small boat. In the darkness, he rowed us out to my island, Antirrhodus. I wanted to be alone, that is, without all the servants and guards who are usually at my call. As we neared the island's beach, Puzo jumped into the water to pull the boat ashore. I lifted my chiton so it would not get wet and stepped over the rail to the sand. The usual torches lit the entryway to my little palace, but I wanted to walk for a while along the dark shoreline. After some moments, Puzo ran to me and hurried us back to the boat. He carried something white and round under his arm.
You may have noticed the word chiton used a lot in the diary. Have you managed to figure out what it is? Here, Cleopatra says, I lifted my chiton so it would not get wet and stepped over the rail to the sand. It sounds like it's some sort of skirt, or at least something that has a skirt. Also, on the very first page of the diary, Cleopatra writes, Even wrapped in my chiton, I feel cold. So it must be more of a dress than just a skirt. Then I check the cover, and I'm pretty sure that Cleopatra is wearing a chiton there. Go ahead and start reading again at the very top of page 42.